أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهد الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله All praise is due to Allah. We praise Him and we seek help from Him. We ask forgiveness from Him. We repent to Him. And we seek refuge in Allah from our own evils and our own bad deeds. Anyone who is guided by Allah is indeed guided, and anyone who has been left astray has no one else to guide him. I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, the only one without any partner. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is his servant and his messenger. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullaha haqqa tuqatih wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. O you who believe, be aware of Allah with correct awareness and awe-inspired awareness, and die not except as Muslims. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullaha wa qulu qawlan sadida yuslih lakum a'malakum wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum wa may yu'tillaha wa rasula faqad faza fawzan 'azima. O you who believe, be aware of Allah and speak a straightforward word. He will forgive your sins and repair your deeds. And whoever takes Allah and his prophet as a guide has already achieved a mighty victory. In the opening verse of Surah An-Nisa, Allah says, O mankind, show reverence towards your guardian Lord, who created you from a single person, created of like nature his mate, and from the two of them scattered like seeds, countless men and women. Be conscious of Allah, through whom you demand your mutual rights, and show reverence towards the wombs that bore you, for surely Allah ever watches over you. My dear sisters and brothers, this week the world remembered two atrocities, two crimes against humanity: the genocide of Srebrenica and the 7/7 London bombings. One atrocity was inflicted on Muslims, and the other was inflicted by Muslims. In Srebrenica, more than 8,000 people died, and in the London bombings, 58 people died, all victims of cold-blooded murder. It is exactly 20 years ago when the world watched horrified as Bosnian boys and men were slaughtered by Serbian nationalists. The town of Srebrenica will forever be remembered for that appalling crime, right here in the heart of Europe. It was the biggest mass killing since the Second World War. Yugoslavia broke up into three parts: Bosnia, Croatia, and Serbia. And the map of Europe was redrawn in blood. Muslim Bosnians were disarmed and were promised a UN safe protection area. But this promise wasn't kept. The town of Srebrenica, which was supposed to be their safe haven, was anything but safe. When the killing started, Dutch soldiers stood by and did nothing to protect them. Western nations fumbled around, making excuses, and allowed the slaughter to continue. And what was the role of religion in all this? The Serbian Orthodox Church gave its blessing to the soldiers who killed unarmed Muslims. I'm sorry to say that even Britain's Anglican Church could only offer a deafening silence, more concerned about keeping good relations with the World Council of Churches. This was a shameful abdication of the Church's moral duty. I must say, however, that individual churchmen were the honorable exceptions. Roger Sainsbury, the evangelical Anglican bishop of Barking here in London, and Professor Adrian Hastings, who was a Catholic theologian from Leeds, both stood by the Bosnian Muslims. One actually went into those dangerous areas, being shot at, his car was shot at, this was Professor Adrian Hastings, to find out what actually was happening. And he came back to try and tell the world to support the Muslims. And these two men openly condemned the killings. There were probably many others, but these are the two noteworthy people, the noteworthy Christians who condemned the killings. This week, we'll hear many fine words from politicians and others. But where were they when they could have stopped the carnage? Allah knows the truth about who did what and who did nothing and who was complicit in their silence. Allah knows best. Every crime will be punished, we all know that. If not in this life, then surely in the next life. Every soul will be brought to account. My dear sisters and brothers, Islam teaches us that every human life is sacred. No life is more valuable or less valuable than any other life. Muslim lives are every bit as sacred and as valuable as Jewish, Christian, Hindu, or Sikh lives. We should never value one life more than another. We are all Bani Adam. We are all children of Adam and Eve. Whenever we show courtesy and kindness and respect to other people, we are also showing courtesy to Allah who created us all. Another horrific crime was remembered this week. This one, as I said, was committed by Muslims, indiscriminately killing 58 people in London and maiming many others. The London bombings of 7th July 2005 shook this country to the core. This was a senseless act of murder. In 1,400 years of Muslim history, this has no precedent. It's never happened before that Muslims just kill indiscriminately. Never. It's happening today almost on a daily basis. Nothing in Islam justifies this kind of killing. Allah warns us, and most of us know, we've read it in the Quran, that if you take one life unlawfully, it is as if you've killed all of mankind. And if you save one human life, it is as if you've saved the whole of humankind. We human beings have within us the full spectrum of moral choices, from the angelic to the demonic. Allah has given us free will and the potential to rise above the angels or to sink below the wildest of beasts. We read in Surah 10, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ ثُمَّ رَدَدْنَا أَسْفَلَ سَافِلِينَ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ فَلْهُمْ أَجْرٌ غَيْرُ مَمْنُونَ. We have created man in the best of molds, then we reduce him to the lowest of the low, except those who have faith, for they will have an unfailing reward. My dear brothers and sisters, as we remember these horrific events of Srebrenica and the London bombings, let us keep the faith, let us work good deeds, never give up hope. Everything happens with Allah's permission. Nothing happens in this universe without Allah's permission. Not a leaf falls without His permission. Not an ant crawls one step forward. Not an atom vibrates without Allah's permission. So history is in good hands. Everything is in good hands. But we must never lose faith. We must never do desperate things. You know, Islam is not a religion for desperados. We have to do what Allah expects us to do. And that is to keep the faith and work good deeds, benefit our families and our communities, our wider communities. And we must persevere patiently through all times of hardship. And Allah will give us that unfailing reward from His limitless bounty. Inshallah. Let us also remember the ever-present possibility of unleashing the satanic forces within ourselves. you and I, each one of us, has the possibility to do absolutely unspeakable things. Some people have only enough religion to hate. They do not have enough religion to love. Too little religion is a dangerous thing. The English poet Alexander Pope once wrote that a little knowledge is a dangerous thing. But I think we could also say a little religion is a dangerous thing. Drink deep or drink not from the Pierian spring, where a little will intoxicate your brain, and only drinking largely will sober it again. So if we want to be sober about religion, we have to take it and drink it deeply. As I said, the same goes for religion. People get intoxicated with too little, and the only way to get sober is to drink deeply from the water of divine knowledge, from Allah's wisdom. That's how we can avoid man's inhumanity to man, man's insanity to man, to other human beings. We should be constantly aware of the satanic forces that lurk in the darkest corners of the human heart. When any man degrades his fellow man, he also dehumanizes himself. And this is what happened in both these cases. We just dehumanize ourselves when we start behaving in a way that is unbecoming of a believer and of a Muslim. In the same way, whenever we honor and respect other human beings, then Allah raises our status in dunya and akhirah, in this life and after life. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala khairi al-mursaleen, Muhammadan Nabiya Ummi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-'aliyyil 'azhim. My dear sisters and brothers, as we enter the last 10 nights of Ramadan, we eagerly search out for the night of power, Laylatul Qadr. This was the most glorious night in human history, when the first verses of Holy Quran were revealed to our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Surah Al-Qadr describes this night in these words, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr, wa ma adraka ma laylatul qadr, laylatul qadr khayrun min alfi shahr, tanazzalul malaikatu wal ruhu fiha bi'idhni rabbihim min kulli amr, salamun ya hatta matla'il fajr. In the name of Allah, most merciful, most compassionate. Indeed, we have sent down the Qur'an on the night of power. And what can make you know what the night of power is? The night of power is better than 1,000 months. The angels and the spirit descend in it by the permission of their Lord on every matter. Peace it is until the emergence of dawn. My dear sisters and brothers, you and I will be joined by 6 million other human souls, Muslims around the world, seeking out this unique blessing of Laylatul Qadr. We'll be reading Quran, doing our prayers, doing the Tarawih prayers, giving up our sleep, and begging Allah for His mercy and His blessings. We'll be pleading for Allah's help, especially for those who have been made homeless in war zones and who are suffering unspeakable hardship around the world, in poverty-stricken areas and war-torn areas. That blessed night, that first Laylatul Qadr, began 1,436 years ago, when a man who was troubled by the sins of his people went to seek solitude in a cave. He entered this cave, a man, and he exited the cave. He came out of the cave, a prophet, Allah's last prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Khatam al-Nabiyyin, a few hours later. Now, if you imagine, if there was no Laylatul Qadr, if Allah had sent no final message or final messenger, if the Kaaba had remained with 360 idols around it. By now, maybe it would have hundreds more. If the message of monotheism, of Tawheed, one God, had been lost through human error and human tampering with the books of Nabi Musa and Nabi Isa, imagine that. The world would have been in an even bigger mess than it is today. That first Laylatul Qadr, that night of power, was Allah's vehicle of divine mercy to mankind. This is all because Allah loves His creation. And so He sent His final book through His final messenger on that first Laylatul Qadr. As we know, it started there, but it took 23 years to complete. That is why we should be so grateful to Allah that we seek to thank Him on Laylatul Qadr. We eagerly seek out this blessed night so that we can thank Allah for His mercy, for His guidance and His protection. My dear brothers and sisters, our next khutbah is probably going to be on Eid al-Fitr. We still have to see about that. But let us therefore make a heartfelt plea to Allah to shower us, His believing servants, with His special mercy, His forgiveness, and freedom from the hellfire. We ask Allah to make us the kind of Muslims that attract other people to Islam. Let us not be like those whose behavior repel others from Islam. Let us not be like those whose actions invite fear, contempt, and hatred of Islam. We ask Allah to help us our ways. We ask Allah to help us become a blessing to our families, to our neighbors, near and far. We ask Allah to help us to become better Muslims, to refine our character with iman, to beautify our conduct with ihsan. O Allah, make us like beacons, guiding lights for other people, through our good living example. O Allah, please accept our fasting, our prayers, our zakat, and our good works. Please forgive us and have mercy on us, on our families, and all our departed ones. Brothers and sisters, to conclude our khutbah, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ وَإِيتَاءِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى وَيَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنكَرِ وَالْبَغْيِ يَعِظُكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ فَاذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ وَاشْكُرُونِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونِ وَلَا ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ مَا تَصْنَعُونَ. Surely Allah commands justice, good deeds, and generosity to others and to relatives, and He forbids all shameful deeds and injustice and rebellion. And He instructs you so that you may be reminded. And remember me, I will remember you. Be grateful to me and do not reject faith. And without doubt, remembrance of Allah is the greatest thing in life, and Allah knows the deeds that you do. Ameen. Aqim as-salat.